If you have your Bible, turn back to Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 7. He says, even from the days of your fathers, you are gone away from mine ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. Now that's what we read this morning in your hearing. He said, but ye said, wherein shall we return? He said, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherewith have we robbed thee? He said, in tithes and offerings. Now what he's saying there is what you're keeping back from God. Amen. Everything that we have belongs to God. And if we hold any part of that back, then we're robbing God. Amen. You get the picture? I'm not just talking about your finances. I'm talking about everything belongs to God. Everything that we are, everything that we see, everything that we have, it all belongs. If we could get that mindset in our head, it would help us in this journey called life. Amen. He said, you're cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. If I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room even to receive it. And I will rebuke and devour for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all the nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Your words have been stout against me, said the Lord. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? Ye have said, and it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance, that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the proud happy. Yea, they are that work wickedness are set up. Yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. We preached this morning, as I've already said, we preached on it's so cold in here. And we preached on how to get out of the cold. In Malachi here in chapter 7, the Lord says, you know what you got to do in order to get out of the cold? So you got to return unto your heavenly Father. Amen. So we got to turn and return to him. But I want to preach this evening on this thought. And it's what happens when we return to God. It's what happens when we go to the Lord Jesus Christ with every fiber in our being and say, Lord God, here I am. I love you and I want to love you like you love me. Amen. And I want to preach just a minute, if God will be my help, as long as I can on this thought, giving the devil his due. Amen. Giving the devil his due. As we see this here, the Bible tells us that in verse 9, he said, ye are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. He said, because you've turned your back on God and godliness, he said, basically what you've done, you've just gave yourself over to the devil. Amen. That's what we're doing. When we choose not to follow God, then we're choosing to follow someone else. I want to say there's only two entities in this world, and it's God Almighty and the devil from hell. And when we choose to not follow the Lord, we're choosing to follow the devil. Amen? And we have, and there is a devil. Amen? There's a great deceiver in the world in which we live. The Bible says that we have an adversary, which is the devil. Amen? In 1 Peter chapter 5, the Bible tells us about that adversary. And he says, if we'll cast our cares upon him, for he cares for you, in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. But he says, goes on in verse 8, it says, be sober and be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking, looking for, whom he may devour. So we have a devil tonight that's walking around looking to get a hold of somebody. And if we ain't careful, we make it too easy for him, because we make ourselves available. And we do that when we turn our back on God and godliness. I want to say, as long as we're working with God, amen, there'll be trials and temptations. But praise God, we'll stand those trials and temptations for the glory of God. As long as we stay with God, God promised He'd always stay with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, He tells us, gives us instruction here, because we know we have an adversary. He's the devil. He said, whom resist steadfast in the faith. Amen. He said, just stay with what you know. He said, stay with the one you know, the Lord Jesus Christ. Said, He's already overcome the wicked one, praise God, and He ain't going to let him have control again. So we can just realize that we have help in the Lord. He said, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. He said, we go through these things, but praise God, and because of our adversary, the devil, he fights us sore every day. The devil will never, he'll never quit fighting you. Amen. He's going to continue fight. He's going to keep fighting. I mean, all the way to the end of this way. But the Bible gives us a game plan. Amen. And he says in James chapter 4 and verse 7, he said, submit yourself. He said, therefore, submit yourself to God. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. And resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. So what are you saying? It's what I was saying in the beginning, amen. It's when we submit ourselves to God. We say, Lord, here I am. Here it is. Everything that I own, everything I have, every fiber of my being, praise God, it's yours. Amen. And we do it, I mean, we do it without reservation, without holding back, praise God. Glory to God. If a church would do that, they ain't no telling what happened. Amen. Totally submitted to God. Amen. But you know what's happened? A lot of people, we think we have. But I think a whole lot of our submission is half-hearted. So yeah, I totally submit everything I got to God, but there's a few things I'm still trying to hold on to. A few things I'm still trying to take care of myself. And a few things, we can't do that. We have to submit ourselves to the Lord. Amen. And then we have to put up that resistance. Amen. And our resistance, the resistor, praise God, is the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost of God. That's where the resistance comes in. Praise the Lord. So that adversary, the devil, praise God, we begin to see him. We begin to recognize that we have an adversary. See, what's the matter with most folks today? They don't even want to think about there being a real devil, much less a real hell. Amen. We don't want to think about that. Oh, don't tell our children that. You scare them. They need to have the devil scared out of them. Amen. They need to know that there's a literal burning hell, and that people that deny and reject God and live ungodly, they go there. Just like that rich man that they sung about, praise God, he's still screaming in the regions of the damned for one drop of water. Amen. But he said, when we realize we got an adversary and we submit ourselves to the Lord, then the Bible tells us that we have a deliverance. Amen. And that deliverance is in the Lord Jesus Christ. We see that in Colossians chapter 1. That deliverance that we have in Colossians chapter 1 verse 13. Amen. He said, who hath delivered us? We'll go back to verse 12. Let's read it first. He said, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Amen. He said, the light's been turned on for God and unto godliness. He said, they've been illumination, went out across the land, and people have saw the light. Amen. He said, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness? Now, the power of darkness is none other than our adversary, the devil. And praise God, he said he's made provision to deliver us. The light's been turned on. We've seen who the devil is. We've seen how he acts. We know his tactics. And God said, hey, listen. He said, I'm sending a deliverance from the devil, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Amen. He turned the light on. He brought us out of that mess. He's delivered us from the power of the devil. Amen. He's put us in the hands of a thrice holy God. Amen. He said, you know what? I'm taking you from there and I'll put you over here, praise God, for safekeeping. Amen. We ought to, hey, listen, what we need to do is just transfer everything that we are, everything that we're about, over here where we're at, into the hand of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because we might need it farther along. Amen. I don't want to trust it to me. I want to trust it to God. I want to trust the Lord with everything I have. Amen. I don't even go trade cars unless I talk God about it. Amen. Say, Lord, why? I don't go buying a prize list. I say, Lord God, is this what you'd have me to do? Amen. I figure he allowed men to create them things, praise God. And if he wants me to get it, he allows me to get it, he'll help take care of it. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we realize that we have an adversary, the devil. Amen. Realize that the Lord has delivered us from the adversary. Amen. That power of darkness put us into light. And he said, and hath translated us. Now that word hath is past tense. Amen. He said that God has already taken you out, praise God, from one place and put you in another place. What we need to do, praise God, is quit trying to stay in where we were at and just get used to the new place. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Bless His holy name. He said, in whom we have redemption, in the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption. We've been bought by price through the blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So He bought us back, praise God. What God's going to tell us here, that He bought us, He took us from the devil. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He reached down to where we was at when we couldn't get to Him. He shined the light for us. He delivered us even from the power, even from ourselves, from the clutch of the devil, praise God, from the power of darkness, illuminated us and brought us out. Put us in the hand of God. Covered us by the blood. Amen. That's a pretty good place to be. Amen. I don't know about you, that's where I want to stay. In the hand of God, covered by the blood. You know what you got to do in order to get there? You got to have faith in the blood. Amen. A lot of people say, well, that old bloody religion that you Black Baptists have, if it wasn't such a bloody religion, I wouldn't mind it. Praise God, thank God for the blood. Amen. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. We'd still be in our sins, Brother Bill, but praise God, He was a good Lord and Savior that died and shed His blood. Precious darling Lamb of God, shed every ounce of His blood for me and you on the cross of Calvary so that we could go free. Amen. So that we could be put in that hand so that He covers that blood, praise God. So we'd say, you know what? You're all right. No matter what you're going, you're all right. It's all been taken care of. Praise the Lord. He said, just submit yourself to God and resist, glory to God. Amen. Looking for that glorious day of His coming. Amen. Everything's going to be all right. Amen. And He said, why are you doing it? Just lay up some treasures over there where neither moth nor rust does corrupt. Praise God. Amen. Glory be God. Where they're kept. Amen. By God, that means guarded. Amen. God says, everything you do, everything we do Godward. Amen. He records it down. He records it and He keeps that. Amen. In other words, He counts that as a treasure. Amen. Lila, when you was there tonight and you was trying to sing, and you may have thought you messed up a time or two, but praise God, the good God of glory was recording it down. Amen. Look at her. She never quit. She said she didn't give up. She just kept trying for Jesus. Amen. See, I want to say faithfulness, it matters. It matters, praise God. That precious blood that was shed. Amen. That deliver, that we have that deliverance from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And it was complete. The Bible tells us it was complete in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he shed that blood. Look at the, while you're in Colossians, look at Colossians chapter 2, verse 13. It's complete. The Bible says, and ye being dead, Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. Or I'm sorry, go back up to verse 10. It said, and ye are complete in him, which is head of all principality and power, in whom also ye are circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who hath raised him from the dead. And ye being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven all, given you all trespasses. Amen. So what he says here, he says, praise God, he said, you are complete in him. Now I want you to get this, and this is where we're at. This is where we got the title for the message. Giving devil his due. Amen. What he did here, he said, you are complete in the Lord Jesus Christ. And what he's saying, our brother Rex, as you've been completely taken out of the clutches of the devil, he no longer has any control or authority over you, and you've been given unto a higher authority and a higher power. Amen. Praise God. And he said to give the devil the due. Praise God. What does he do? What do we owe him? We owe him nothing. Amen. We don't owe the devil a thing. We don't owe him no praise or no gratitude or no respect. Amen. Because he's no respecter of me and you. He hates our guts. Praise God. And the Lord said, but he said, what he does is he takes me and you away from the devil. Takes me and you away from the devil's crowd, praise God, and he plucks you out and he puts you in the hand of God. Amen. So what he does, he gives the devil his due. The devil's payment for all his wickedness and his hardness upon the children of God. Amen. Malachi talks about this when he said that we're cursed with a curse. He said the devil's come along and persuaded us that there's better things than godliness. The devil's come along and he's persuaded us there's better things than righteousness. He's come along and said, you know what? There's better life than just being good all the time. Amen. It's already been said here, it's never wrong to do right. It's time to do right now. Amen. But I want you to notice something. Here in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 10 and 11, and I'm going to be done in just a minute. He tells the people of God, he said, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. So what he's saying here to the children of Israel, and he say the same thing to me and you. He said, just submit it all to God. Amen. Just bring everything to the Lord. Amen. Bring everything to the Lord Jesus Christ and put it before him. Amen. That's where he said, casting all your cares upon him. Because he cares for you. Amen. He's there to help you. He's there to show you. He's there to guide you and lead you and to lift you up, praise God, when the whole world's pushing you down. Amen. You know, that ought to be a child of God's most vigorous ambition is to try to lift somebody up. It don't take nothing to put your foot on somebody when they're down. But boy, praise God, when we go to lifting them up. Amen. Even maybe somebody that's done us wrong. Somebody despitefully used us. Brother Jeff, praise God, and you just come alongside and said, you know what? Let me give you a hand. Amen. See an old person alongside the road. It's going to give you some grief. Start struggling with a flat tire and don't have a spare. Stop and pull over and help them. Let them borrow yours and get the house. Amen. Praise God. That's giving devil his due. He don't like it. But praise God, when we begin to see this, we begin to bring our things, when we begin to submit all this stuff to God. He said, just pour it. He said, just give me your all. And he said, prove me, see what I can do. Amen. He said, prove me and see what I can do. He said, I want to give the devil his due. He said, if you'll just submit everything to me, commit everything to me, he said, I'll give the devil his due. Amen. When we do that, what God does, he starts plucking things out of the hands of the devil. Because he don't deserve nothing. Amen. Praise the Lord. I got to thinking on this. I said, glory to God. You talk about punching the devil in the eye. Glory be to God. When we say, Lord, here I am. Here it is. Everything I have belongs to you. Glory be to God. He said, just bring it to me. He said, see. He said, prove me now. Herewith saith the Lord of hosts. And he says, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Amen. The Lord said, just bring everything, submit everything to me. And he said, when you commit everything to me, he says, praise God, I'm just going to start blessing. I'm going to open up the windows of heaven and just pour out blessings upon you. And he said, the reason I'm going to do it, because I like to just rub it in the devil's face. Amen. Because you'll be getting all the things that he wished he had. So he's a prince of powers, present world. He'd like to have control of it all. But God says, praise the Lord, when a child of God has submitted yourself, committed yourself to the Lord, praise God. He said, you're giving the devil to do because you give yourself and God's a plucking things out from the devil's clutches. Amen. And praise God, he's putting them on our account. Amen. For his glory. Bless his holy name. And not only did he say we take the things out of the devil's hand, he's in verse 11, he said, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. Amen. He said, I'm going to, that's what I'm saying. He said, I'm going to just stick it out there in the devil's face and say, nah, 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 nah. Amen. Praise God. He said, Job, just curse God and die. And Job said, you talk as a foolish woman. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Glory be to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, he'll rebuke the devourer for your sakes. And he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. He said, I'll start reaching down there on purpose and just taking the things out of the hands of the devil, the old devourer. Amen. He said, I'll keep him from this. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, we planted taters here the other day. It's kind of funny because George had only plowed one time before. And he got out there in the field and he's got to plow in the garden because I couldn't. And we wanted to plant them, you know, on Good Friday or thereabouts. They say to plant your taters. And I've got to wait on anybody. So I said, George, go plow the garden and we'll get them taters. Man. So he went up there and he got to plow in the garden. He was going out through there plowing and he was cutting the fur sideways. I thought, goodness gracious. The boy plowed one time before. He ought to be able to beat this. But we got to looking at the plow. He said, Daddy, said, I can't stay where you're saying. Said, it keep pulling me sideways. We got to looking and the shear pin come out of the plow where you adjust it, you know, where the wind is just a little bit to left or right. And it sheared it off and the thing went all the way to one side. So the plow was sitting like this. He was trying to plow and it was dragging him sideways. That big old double bottom plow. Amen. So we went ahead and called it off, went to the house and next morning beat it over, you know, fixed that thing back up. And then we planted, my mother come over and she cutting up seeds, you know, seed taters for us. Bless her heart. And we took them things. Georgia laid us off a fir and we went out there and they began to plant them taters and cover them up. And then we backed off the end of the row and we said, God, Lord, we've planted the seed. Amen. And Lord, we put the fertilizer in. We planted the seed. God, and Lord, we've done all that we can do. And Lord, we just pray, God, that you give the increase. Amen. Amen. Now, the devil would like to come up and destroy and bow and send pestilence and everything to destroy that. But you know what we're doing? We're submitting it to God. We're putting it in God's hand and said, God, if it makes or it don't make, it's up to you. Amen. Praise God. And we, in faith, believe, praise the Lord, that he'll make the crop. Praise the Lord. He said, what we do, we take it out of the hand of the devil. Amen. God snatches it from the hand of the devil and we put it in the hand of God. And God begins to bless us, praise God. Amen. And he begins to give the devil his due. Amen. The devil don't deserve nothing. Amen. When it's all said and done, It's all said and done, Brother Bill. When the devil stands there in the great white throne, judgment, praise God, and he's cast into the lake of fire. Amen. He'll stand there with nothing. Absolutely nothing. Amen. Why? Because he don't deserve nothing. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he said, what did he do? He said, if we'll just trust the Lord, if we'll return to him, submit ourselves. He said, God will bless you. Open the windows of heaven. Just pour it out on purpose. Amen. And we can just stand there in the bottom and say, glory be to God. Amen. The devil is getting his due. Amen. And glory be to God. I can't wait till he don't have a thing. Amen. But the main thing I'm looking for, when the devil don't have a foot to stand on, he'll stand before a thrice holy God. Amen. He'll cast him in that lake of fire where the beast and the false prophet are. Amen. And he'll burn and burn and burn and burn forever. Amen. Without end. The devil will get his due. Amen. What a day that'll be. Ain't you excited about that? Amen. I'm looking forward to that. But he said, praise God. He said, when we realize the adversary and we submit ourselves to the Lord, he said, he gives the deliverance. And then he takes us one by one. This is an individual thing. He takes us one by one out of the hand of the devil, puts us in the hand of God, and then begins to bless us and say, look, devil, amen, you don't get that. You don't get that. You don't get that. Amen. Praise God. That all belongs to me. And I'm going to give it to mine. Amen. Glory to God. What a blessing that is. And boy, we ought to be encouraged. Lord, encourage ourselves in the Lord, praise God, because we've got a God that loves us. And he said, if we had just commit some things to him, praise God, because he said, one day in a little while, in closing, he said, you know what? He said, I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son and serve that serveth him. He said, I'm making up some jewels, some precious things. Amen. Precious things for myself. Praise God. And the devil don't get none. Ain't you glad for that? Praise the Lord. The devil don't get none. It all belongs to God.